Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us now, our guy, Sean Grandy, Boston Celtics play-by-play
announcer.
How do you know it's
not seen instead of Sean?
It's Sean Grandy on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. I had heard rumors, Sean, that you're actually going to be the one piloting and flying the Celtics back to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck with that. As you can hear, I mean, this at least you got the authentic airplane noise right in the background.
There you go.
But yeah, you know, this is all legit.
No,
although, my gosh, we've been back and forth in Milwaukee so many times, I probably could fly it. We know the way.
That's true.
No doubt about it. I guess, you're on the radio, you're doing the play-by-play, you're doing the call, all of that stuff. At any point did you think, all right, Boston's got this one, going back to Milwaukee with the lead. Did that ever kind of get into your mind a little bit during that fourth quarter?
I think, from a percentage-wise standpoint, knowing what the odds are when you're up by, when a team is up by 14 with, you know, 8 or 9 minutes to go, I mean, sure, you're thinking that. But, you know, as we've talked about this before, it's the heart of the champion, right? It's the minutes that we saw early in the fourth quarter. The hardest thing to do in professional sports is to end another team's season. So, therefore, on top of that, the single hardest thing to do is to take the belt off the world champion. And I think that's just saw very clearly the value of every possession and having to learn. You know, the Celtics right now, you know, without Middleton, healthier in a lot of ways for putting Rob Williams aside, they had made so many strides this year, but there were things you had to learn. And by the way, the Bucks had to learn it because, you know, you thought the Bucks time was coming a little bit sooner and, in the playoffs. And they got in 2019, when I thought they were going to the finals. You have to learn how to win games like that. And now the Celtics are in the process. The question is it going to take them a year to learn it, or is it going to take them 48 hours?
But, Sean, too, I think if you look at the game here, was that game four here in Milwaukee, I think the Bucks had a 13-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and Boston just took it away from them. So, I think it's been going back and forth, but although I don't know why this seems so much greater than that, but I think they're both one and the same.
Well, the asterisk I would put on that when I talk about this team learning, obviously I'm talking about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and the core guys are going to have to do it. It was Al Horford in game four at 35 years old who knows, and you know this full well, an athlete, the older you get, the closer you get to the end, you know how valuable these opportunities are and how rare they are to be one of the few teams that can win the championship. And no matter what happens tomorrow night, the Celtics and the Bucks are two of maybe four or five teams that can win the title. And I think Al Horford knows it. And game four was him grabbing Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum by the collar and saying, we're not losing tonight. And the idea was that was the Al Horford game that put them in position. But at some point, it's going to have to be Jason and Jaylen that carry the mail.
Sean, I'm a little biased with the number 36. I'm going to ask Marcus Smart question. I thought he played a very good game. The fourth quarter didn't go so well. What is the overall fallout of this team if you were peeping that locker room, you know, after the game and even traveling? I mean, what do you think the mentality of that? Because I know they felt like the Bucks felt like Gary just pointed out that they let one slip away from them.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Celtics certainly felt that way in real time and feel that way the next day, and I'm sure going to feel that way until the ball goes in the air tomorrow.
Yep.
And there's a new game to worry about, because that's how it is. You have to turn the – athletes say, we got to turn the page and look ahead to the next one. In real life, you don't do that. Nobody's sleeping. last night, but you have to say it. You got to talk yourself into it, because eventually, if you don't look fast, if you don't get to game six, there isn't going to be a game seven. It's going to be summer vacation pretty quick if you don't. I'll say this, how much of a bounce-back team this has been. With the exception of a game in which they didn't play any of their actual players in Toronto late in the year, the Celtics, with their regular lineup or most of their lineup or a regular game, the Celtics haven't lost two games in a row since January. So it's a difficult team to beat, and they have bounced back and they have played very well after losses, generally speaking, and they've been historically good this year on the road. All that said, none of that matters. What the lesson of the series is what it takes, the difference between being a really good team, between being a contender and being a champion. And that is determined by the plays, and all you have to do is look at the plays Jrue Holiday made last night in Game 5. That's what's going to determine it. It's not turning the ball over in the fourth quarter. It's demanding the ball on that last play. You know, Marcus Smart, people that don't really pay attention and don't really watch the game that closely, say, what is Marcus Smart doing taking that shot? What did he? That wasn't on Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart was saving that play because the Celtics didn't have a timeout, and the five-second count was getting close to five.
Yep.
The ball had to go in. Someone had to come get it. And so Marcus Smart, then he made the right play. Go to the basket. You see an opportunity. You got to go against Connaughton. But that was a broken play. That you can, those are the kind of mistakes you can't make. And the value of every possession, that's what you learn. And the Celtics 2 years ago in the bubble, they did this. They took the belt off the champion. Granted, there was no more Kawhi Leonard in Toronto when the Celtics beat them. But the Celtics had a much more talented team. Mm-hmm. And that took a game, 48th minute of the seventh game, to take the belt out of the cold, dead basketball hands of Kyle Lowry. And that's what you have to do. If you're going to be the champion, it's going to be a fight like this. And for the Celtics all year, guys, they have done – they were the best team in the NBA in the second half of the year, and they dominated in every way you could dominate. There was one thing they never really got fixed, and that was winning close games, because their games in the second half weren't ever close. They were beating teams by 25 every night. And they thought they solved that in the first round of the playoffs. Yet here's a team – that the reason they're in this mess is because they've lost two games that they could have won at the buzzer, and it happened all year long, which is the reason why the Celtics were the two seed and didn't run away with the number one seed, because they were way under 500 in games decided by five or fewer, three or fewer, and they haven't been able to win these games all year and champion find a way. So are the Celtics ready to be a championship team or not? Because you know if they find a way to win tomorrow, if there's a game seven, you know one of these two games, if not both of them, are coming right down to the end.
Yeah.
So is it graduation day, or is it wait till next year?
Yeah. Sean Grandy. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Grandy, PBP, the Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Sean, can I please get into some drama? I want to ask you this last time, but two things I want to ask you, but I only had 30 seconds. I want to know what was Brad Stevens' comments to him showing him leaving the game early? And did you hear about what Kyrie said about the Boston fans? We played it here three times, and him making those, changing his voices was funny, but I don't think the NBA want him engaging fans, especially when he's not in the playoffs.
Kyrie isn't a 30-second answer. Kyrie is a podcast. Maybe a multi-series podcast. He even tried to get into that mind. And listen, one of the funniest things happening in the league right now is Kyrie, and this has gone on throughout his entire career, where the things he says seem to have no bearing in reality. Him talking about being, well, we're going to sit down with the ownership and figure this thing out and get the right direction, while meanwhile the general manager say, yeah, maybe we wanted to stay, maybe we don't. Like the disconnect between Kyrie and the rest of the – listen, it would be fun to live in that world, right? Like, it would be fun to live in a world of complete self-delusion. But I think, you know, the Kyrie issue was so funny with the Boston fans, because he kept saying, well, you know, they've got to get over it. They've got to learn to move on. And I kept thinking, well, somebody's got to move on from it. But it's not really the Celtics fans have moved on. The idea that they wanted him, the total myth here is that they wanted him to stay. They didn't. And by the time that season was over, they were driving him to the airport. They wanted Kyrie out because it was such a horrible season that the Bucks, that was a mercy killing in Game 5 when we took this flight to Milwaukee, you know, 3 years ago to end that season. So Kyrie is great entertainment. I hope he finds happiness in his life, and I hope that we get to see him play more than 25 games a year. Somebody had this joke that we're at the 20th anniversary about the Allen Iverson practice bit. Like, we're talking about practice, not the games. Now we're talking about games, showing up for games.
Right.
Like, can you just show up for the games?
And that's, you know, so funny how it's gone on in 20 years.
Now, why did Stevens leave? Did y'all ever ask him about that?
I don't think anybody has specifically, but I mean, why would he was right? It was over. I mean, I can't believe it because it's my job to call the rest of the game. But I know when it's over. I would love to.
Yeah,
but,
it's a good point.
I was like, he has a. Like, but this way, he's had a job his entire life. He's never been able to leave. So he finally has a job where he can leave with 2 minutes to go. And the only one I ever know who tried that was Doc Rivers on the final day of the Masters when Tiger was in the Masters. Making that run 8-9 years ago, we were playing a Sunday afternoon game in Miami, and the game was over. Miami was up by 20. Doc was trying to get thrown out of the game by Danny Crawford so he could go watch Tiger. He was trying to get thrown out, and Danny Crawford's like, "I know what you're doing. I'm not going to do it." Danny just trolled him and wouldn't throw him out. So, time I see someone try to leave early.
That's hilarious. Sean Grady, Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer here on the Wendy's Big Show. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of different things. So the previous game, Al Horford was obviously the story for the Boston Celtics, and that was the story on Sports Talk Radio here around here was you can't let Al Horford do what Al Horford did last time.
Yeah.
He didn't have that type of game, but I'll admit, when he had that put-back dunk, I think there was a collective sigh amongst Bucks fans of, maybe that's a bad sign for how this thing is going to play out. It felt like that was another one of those deals where Boston maybe failed to take advantage of that momentum swing that I think everybody thought was in Boston's advantage at that point.
No, there's no doubt. Because Al made the plays last night that he needed to play. It wasn't a night, game four. Al, throughout the playoff series, and really throughout his entire Celtic career, has done what needs to be done. Al's life would be complete. Mm-hmm. His dream is to play. It was always said of Billy Joel that his dream was to play backup with somebody else's band, right? But you're so talented, you become the front man sometimes. And Al has the game of his life, obviously, in game four, and he's played that way throughout the playoffs, doing what needs to be done. But obviously, for the Celtics to be the team that people think they can be, Al can't be the best player.
There he is, Sean Grady, Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer. He'll be on the call again tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum here in Milwaukee. Have a safe flight, Sean. Good luck.
All right, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.